partnerships can sometimes be beneficial.
Welcome to Daily Direction, helping you discover the truth of God's Word with UMI founder and chairman, Dr. Melvin Banks.
Businesses, churches, and individuals know that partnerships can sometimes be beneficial. But experts say we must make sure we pick the right partner, have clear goals and guidelines, and keep communication open. That's because wrong partnerships can be risky. When God chose Moses to lead the nation of Israel out of Egypt, one of Moses' excuses was that he was not a good speaker. To address his weakness, God told him to invite his brother Aaron as a partner, because Aaron was a good speaker. Moses had the right leadership abilities, but he was insecure in his speaking ability. So he welcomed his brother as a partner. So often, when God calls us to do something, we may think we have to do everything ourselves. Wise leaders get others to help do the job. By using the good gift of his brother Aaron, we read in Exodus chapter 4 that when they presented their message to the elders in Egypt, the two of them were so persuasive that the elders bowed in worship to God, convinced that God had sent them and was about to deliver his people from slavery. So, when God calls us to do a job, he does not always expect us to possess all the abilities to get it done. Just as God told Moses to collaborate with his brother, he may expect us to form partnerships with other gifted people. Doing so can multiply our effectiveness.
If you'd like to learn more about God and his plan for your life, visit urbanministries.com.